Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. Welcome to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We've got a terrific show lined up for you today. First of all, we're going to talk about what is Bill C-208. So if you're a business owner thinking of transitioning your business to your family, this change might be very important from a tax perspective for you, so stick around for that. We also want to know what the Chamber of Commerce stance is on this bill. And then finally, there's some changes in our industry taking place called the Conflict of Interest Rules. What do they mean for you and for your advisory team?
Faisal, there's been some good returns this year to date. Is that a sign of problems to come?
Ooh.
Okay, I think we should debate this because it's an interesting conversation we're having with lots of people.
And just for those of you who are on radio and can't see Mr. Pop, which is already sitting up in his chair leaning forward.
Ready for fighting.
He's ready.
Ready for a fight.
You're ready for a fight? Okay, so let's take your side of this. Is there trouble to happen when you have good returns? Let's say in 2020. Now we're in 2021. Markets have done pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Are we seeing a sign of trouble?
Yep, we are seeing signs of trouble.
Walk me through it.
Okay, so there's lots of people. Social media piece, and the beginning of it, Faisal, I said, "Can you get return without risk?" And the answer is you can, but only in hindsight. But only in hindsight. And so, listen, I'm happy for everybody that's got good returns. But what I'm terrified of is an undisciplined approach to this. So if equity markets have done extremely well and you're way overweight on equities, you have created a potential danger for yourself if you're not careful. If you're chasing returns.
There we go.
Okay? Which then has you deviate from your strategy, your long-term goals. You are asking for a problem.
So, Dave, here's where a lot of individuals, and I'm going to talk about investors, dealing with an advisor or doing it themselves.
Right.
Okay. They will chase to get the best return in that year.
Correct.
Okay. And that's normal. And I'll talk about the industry as a whole. You will see the industry. Let's take the funds, the mutual funds, ETF industry part of our industry. They will promote whatever has done well.
100%.
So come buy this investment. Look how great it's done.
Yep.
We'll get phone calls as advisors from these companies. They'll leave messages on our voicemail saying, we've done 15% this year. Come buy our fund.
Right.
Okay. So you're getting onto this bandwagon chasing return.
Yep.
And people will chase return. As long as you're chasing after good returns, you're going to make money, which is my biggest problem. I'm going to take the side of this is completely an issue that our industry needs to work on.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a world where we only get paid if the client is with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And in order to keep that client, many advisors, many portfolio managers will do whatever it takes, meaning provide any type of product, chase any type of investment just to keep the client. Even if that full disclosure of risk on the downside is not explained. And what I mean is people will say, well, this is a medium risk or high risk investment. You know, it can go down. Are you comfortable? Well, yeah, it's going up right now. Of course you're going to jump in.
Yep.
Right? You know, this is a beautiful boat, Dave. Why don't you come jump on the boat? And let's have a great... No one tells you how many sharks are in the ocean.
Right.
And if anything happens on this boat, those sharks are hungry.
Right.
Right, so no one talks about it. So I take the position that it's our industry responsibility to sit down and say, hang on, maybe this is a good return, but it may not provide you with the risk and return you're looking for, because when things go bad, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be in a lot of trouble, and here's the impact. Here's what this investment has done in the past. And I have concerns about that with our industry side. So I take I say my industry is at part to blame on this because they're not actually doing what's right for the client. They're just trying to give what the client wants.
Yeah. And listen, as pros, we're supposed to do that. But I'm going to throw a bit back onto the consumer as well.
Okay.
Okay. Because I think people need to take some responsibility for understanding their long-term objectives. Right. And this is part of the problem that we have when we talk to people. Tell me about what the goal is. What is this money supposed to do for you? Right. And if people don't understand that, then they can get themselves into a place where money is about return and they can start chasing for no apparent reason other than return. Okay. And guess what? Only in hindsight do you get return without risk. And that's the problem. right? Yeah. I don't have a problem with people making great returns. That's fantastic. The problem is it balanced with what they need. So they need to ask the question. Okay, I think a consumer needs to ask the question. Investor needs to ask the question, how much risk am I taking on here to do this?
We never get that question, Dave.
I was just going to say, so last year we had fantastic returns. I didn't get one phone call from anybody saying, have we upped the risk in this portfolio?
Okay, so I got a couple. And you know who these people are? They are individuals who've been on boards or committees for pension plans.
Okay.
So they have to take the due diligence report of risk.
Right.
Right? They have to go on that approach.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Right? So we've had a couple, because some of these executives who've been on pension plan boards have become clients of ours, and they're taking the... But no one else.
Right.
When we have good response or good numbers in the portfolio,
right,
no one asks us, whoa, did you take on too much risk to get this?
Right.
On the opposite side, mm-hmm, if the market is outperforming our portfolio for a short period of time, let's say 6 months, why are we not outperforming? Well, why are we not doing as well or better?
But it's even a different. Whatever the best performing market is.
Yeah, they'll pick whichever one.
It's amazing. So the internal benchmark that people choose can lead to, and the expectations it set can lead to some really bad decision making.
So I agree with you to some point when you take it from a client perspective, and you put your feet in their shoes and you say, okay, I want that best return, that market.
Yeah.
And then the next year, it's a different market. Because last year it was the S&P 500 or NASDAQ.
NASDAQ.
This year, it's the TSX so far.
Right.
Okay, why don't we get TSX? But last year, you were saying NASDAQ. So what are you expecting that money manager to do?
Right.
To know where to go before it's already there, which is your hindsight comment, right? So they have to be able to chase whatever's going to be the best. And then if they're wrong... What's the risk of that?
Right.
I don't think those kind of questions are being asked. So I do agree with you when it comes to there is some responsibility on the consumer side or the investor side. I think it's a greater responsibility on the advisor side to explain that.
100%.
Why were we not 100% NASDAQ last year? We would have crushed it.
Right.
Okay. Why are we not 100% TSX this year? We can explain that. And people will get frustrated because they're chasing their return without really quantifying risk.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. And all I'm asking people to do, I agree with you. This is our responsibility as an industry to balance that approach. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be 100% stock or 100% bond. It all depends on your family's needs, wants, desires, risk, profile, age, all of those things.
Correct.
All is important, right? So none of the strategies are wrong, given whatever the inputs are. But what you have to do is you have to understand what the strategy is.
Yeah.
And all I'm asking people to do right now is just, if you're asking about return, ask about risk as well. Educate yourself about that. Have that as one of your internal benchmarks.
So let's go back to the beginning part of this session, this segment that we're talking about. And you said that a good performance in your portfolio could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
After this part of our conversation, I 100% agree with that comment. Right. What we're expecting people to do, regardless if you're the money manager, the investor, the do-it-yourself investor, whoever you may be, if you've got fantastic returns this year or even last year, the question is, what's the risk that I'm taking in order to get that return?
Right on.
That's it. So I believe there's a danger spot. And I'll tell you, the people ask me for a second opinion, Dave, right now, I'd say over the last 8, maybe even 12 months, 100% stocks.
Yeah.
100. Look at my portfolio, Faisal. What do you think? 100% stocks. And then I start putting those stocks in our system, in our computer system, and it gives me what's called the standard deviation or volatility. And I explain to them that on worst case scenarios, downside risk, 20, 30, 40, 50%. Are you comfortable with that? Well, no.
Right.
But these are doing well. Yeah, until the sharks come out and they bite.
Right.
And then what happens?
Agreed. A strategy isn't about day trading today, right? It's about matching a longer-term objective and the strategy to get you. That's why we talk about the buckets how to structure.
Within a range of volatility you're willing to accept.
Exactly right.
That's the risk side that most people don't really talk about, so I'm glad you brought this topic up. It's very rare that both you and I are right at the same time.
It's a unicorn day.
That's a unicorn day. There we go. You know, we're going to talk about these five pillars of an investment strategy, how to actually use all five to protect downside risk and promote an upside potential without taking the risk or without taking any major risk to your retirement, basically bulletproofing your retirement. And we're going to discuss that at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, August 24th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stick around after the break. We're going to be joined by Kim Moody, and he'll be discussing how delayed tax breaks for small businesses is causing confusion amongst Canadians. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.